Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Generative AI in Financial Services. A guide for vice presidents. In this stage, we are going to explore the fascinating world of generative AI. You may be wondering, what exactly is generative AI? And how does it differ from the traditional artificial intelligence systems that you might be more familiar with? As we delve into this topic, we'll also touch upon the key components that make up generative AI, as well as the ethical considerations that are paramount in its application, especially in the financial services sector. By the end of this session, you will have a solid foundational understanding of generative AI, setting the stage for its future applications in your organization. Main content. Definition of generative AI. Let's begin with the definition. Generative AI refers to a subset of artificial intelligence technologies that can create new content, whether that be text, images, or even audio. Unlike traditional AI, which primarily analyzes data and makes predictions based on existing information, generative AI generates new data that mimics the characteristics of the training data it has been exposed to. Think of it as a creative partner that can produce unique outputs based on learned patterns. For example, in financial services, generative AI can create personalized financial reports, forecasts, and even marketing materials tailored to specific customer segments. Moreover, it can generate detailed simulations of market scenarios, helping analysts to explore various outcomes based on different variables, which is crucial in risk management and strategic planning. Differences between generative AI and traditional AI. Now, let's dive deeper into the differences between generative AI and traditional AI. Traditional AI focuses on tasks like classification and regression, which means it analyzes existing data to identify patterns or make predictions. For instance, it might look at historical data to predict future stock trends or assess credit risk. In contrast, generative AI goes a step further by generating new data points. A great example of this can be seen in how generative AI can create synthetic datasets, which can be invaluable for training other AI models, especially in scenarios where data privacy is a concern, such as in compliance with HIPAA regulations. Additionally, while traditional AI might simply provide insights or recommendations based on data, generative AI can produce entirely new strategies or financial products by understanding and extrapolating from existing data, thereby fostering innovation. Key components of generative AI. Neural networks. Machine learning. Let's now explore the key components of generative AI, specifically neural networks and machine learning. At the core of generative AI are neural networks, which are computational models inspired by the human brain. These networks are particularly well-suited for recognizing patterns in large datasets. When it comes to generative AI, we often use a specific type of neural network known as generative adversarial networks, or GANs. GANs consist of two competing networks, the generator, which creates new data, and the discriminator, which evaluates it. This competition leads to the generation of highly realistic outputs. For example, GANs have been used to create realistic images of non-existent people, which can be useful in marketing materials or customer personas. Machine learning, on the other hand, is the broader field that encompasses various algorithms and statistical models that allow machines to improve their performance on tasks based on data. In the context of generative AI, it enables models to learn from extensive datasets, improving their ability to generate high-quality content over time. For instance, machine learning can help models understand customer preferences and behaviors, which can then be used to create tailored financial advice or product recommendations. # ethical considerations in generative AI. Finally, we must address the ethical considerations surrounding generative AI. As exciting as the technology is, it also raises significant ethical questions. For instance, the ability to generate hyper-realistic images or text can be misused for misinformation or fraudulent activities. In the financial sector, transparency is crucial. How do we ensure that the outputs produced by generative AI are not only accurate but also ethical? This is especially pertinent given the compliance landscape we operate in, such as adhering to HIPAA guidelines. It's essential to establish clear policies and frameworks to guide the ethical use of generative AI in your organization. Furthermore, there is a need for accountability in the decision-making processes influenced by AI outputs, ensuring that human oversight remains integral to maintaining trust and integrity within financial services. Conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, we've covered a lot of ground. You now have a foundational understanding of generative AI, its differences from traditional AI, the key components that drive its functionality, and the ethical considerations that must be kept at the forefront of its application in financial services. This knowledge will be crucial as we move forward into more advanced topics in this course. Reflection questions. 1. How can generative AI be leveraged in your current role to enhance customer service or operational efficiency? 2. What ethical considerations do you foresee in the application of generative AI within your organization, and how can you address them? 3. In what ways do you think generative AI could change the landscape of financial services in the next 5 years? Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to seeing you in the next stage of our course.